Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart and Larry Mead. Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch, here's Nate.
And welcome back, everybody, for show number 14. Back at, well, we didn't, technically the show didn't go anywhere because we taped a little bit ahead.
Right.
So we had a show last week, but there's been a lot of moving around for a lot of us. So
holla.
Yeah, we're all back.
Together again.
I know. What did I miss? Did anything good happen in Sacramento while I was out of town? I know that's a loaded question. I was gone for like 2 weeks.
I know in Stockton there were 14 shootings or something.
Well, that goes without saying.
Wasn't there a whole deal in Oakland where a kid got shot in the knee?
Again, it's Oakland. I mean,
I've become desensitized.
So in other words, no, you didn't miss a thing.
So all I missed was 100 degrees for like 3 days?
It was quite warm.
Okay.
My garden was thrilled. My tomatoes are happier now.
Hey, now.
Oh, you might have missed our mayor has announced he's running for mayor again. Shocker.
Yeah, he is. He's running for mayor, and today he announced he got like a big grant of money from, what's his name, Richard Branson.
Oh.
Sacramento and Miami, the two U.S. cities getting green money.
Oh, is Virgin Mobile going to come? Or not, I always say that. Is the Virgin Music Store going to come back?
I doubt it.
I don't think music stores are ever coming back.
I happen to like music stores. I'm old school.
Well, there are used music stores all over the place. There's a couple of music
stores.
Oh, there's
that really awesome music store. It's called iTunes.
Yeah, it's great. You can get it anywhere.
Every song you could ever want in history.
Hey, you know what? Shut up.
Meow.
That's how we go.
I'm a little feisty today.
I know. I am too.
It's good. You guys just got out of the musical Shrek.
Okay,
so.
If you are listening. Okay, so Mel and I just saw Shrek independently, but we're at the same theater. I have to say, if you're anywhere near Shrek, you need to go see it, number one, because it's amazing. And number two, Fiona is a friend of mine from college. Well, no, let me rephrase that. Fiona is the best friend of one of my friends from college.
Grown-up Fiona.
She went to Audubon. She's really great.
There were several Fionas.
She was the real Fiona. It was so good. So go see Shrek the Musical. Even if you don't like musical, you won't think you like it. You really will. It's
and
really
not
good.
To be mean to children, but the littlest Fiona was not the best.
She maybe needs some more vocal
coaching. She missed a few notes and was a little nasally. Oh. I feel like Paula Abdul. It was a little nasally. Or like Randy Jackson. It was a little nasally, dog.
To her credit, she stuck pitchy. With it, but it was kind of like watching the Miss Des Moines preteen pageant.
Yeah.
But the show was still good.
Okay, now a couple of weeks ago, right after we taped our last show, Larry.
Oh my God, I know what we're talking about now.
Do you know what we're talking about now?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, there she is.
Larry met Kesha.
I did. The world is a back door locked. We don't need a key. We get it for free. No VIP sleeves. Drink that Kool-Aid. Swallow my lead. She's so good.
Okay, so how was that?
Okay.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit more now about. Yeah. About what happened, how it happened, and what happened.
They're now BFFs.
It was amazing. We are BFFs, actually. And so what's funny is, so I had a really cool connection, and there were some people that won a radio contest. There were like four of them waiting outside, and I called her tour manager, which is what I was supposed to do, and be like, hey, I'm here. He's like, okay, I'll come get you. They're having problems, and the sound checks were not going well. So he called me and was just like, it's, you know, we'll be there, whatever. So these four people thought they were cool and thought I was just trying to sneak in. And then her tour manager comes over and is like, hi, are you Larry? I was like, yes. He's like, okay, you're at the end of the line. They didn't get any time with her, really. They were like, they didn't even get to take pictures with their own camera.
Aww.
It was because it was a radio station thing, but I did. I talked to her. First of all, so we walk up there and I turn the corner and I see her. She's taller than I ever imagined.
Taller than you.
She's quite tall. She didn't even have really high heels on either. And so I turn the corner and I literally like, I feel like I've interacted with a number of somewhat famous people, but I've never got that like, oh my God. And I did. So like I walk up to her and her manager is like, Kesha, this is Larry and his friend Rachel. And I literally squeal. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I can't believe I'm talking to you. And I gave her a hug and she was so sweet. And in no joke, we talked about the most random things. We talked about Russian history. We talked about volunteerism. We talked about her new album. I gave her two presents. The first present, if you see my pictures, is Mardi Gras beads with wieners on it because she sings a song called Grow a Pear. And then the second gift, which of course goes well, was a booklet I got in Russia that is from communism and it's propaganda. And it said, what Russian citizens get under communism besides wages? And so I turned to her and I'm like, I know you like Russian history. And she literally looked at me like I was brilliant. She was like, how did you know that? I was like, I read an interview once. And ever since I heard that, I knew I had to give this book to you that I got in Russia. She was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever gotten. And then she was like, I can't wait to read this. She's like, I'm seriously going to read it. And I told her, I was like, okay, so once you read it, you're going to need to text me because my number's in there. And she's like, I promise. She's like, it's going to be a little bit, but I'm going to read. I promise. She's like, three books she's reading now.
You slipped her your number. You are yeah. smooth.
And so she gave me a hug. She told me that it was totally sweet. I told her that I'm gay, but I'd go straight for her. And she totally was like, oh, that's hot. And then she gave me another hug. And then I actually got a little emotional because I talked about her It Gets Better video, which she felt she had to make. And she said, like, she's still kind of amazed that she is who she is because she was a band geek in high school. And talked about a new album. It's going to be more rock. And her show was incredible. It was great. And she just was so real. Do you know a lot of celebrities are kind of distant when you talk to them? She was grounded and was, like, totally real and was paying attention to me and asked me questions. And so my friend Rachel was, like, kind of behind her. And she was like, Larry, all I could do is watch your face because it was like fireworks were going off. I literally was like, blah, 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 blah. Ah, hug, hug, hug.
You're so adorable.
Oh, my God. So she was just really nice. Like, she was genuinely, genuinely nice. And just really cool. And the other thing that was cool is there was this little girl that was there and she wasn't supposed to take pictures, but she allowed her to take her camera picture. And like, what's funny is considering on stage, like, she definitely has a sort of like hot mess persona. She totally, like, you can tell that's still her, but it wasn't hot mess. Like, she was pretty. And her pictures make her look kind of like a drag queen, which she likes. She thinks the biggest compliment someone can tell her is that she's a tranny mess. Because she's like, trannies are the fiercest people you'll ever meet.
Oh, so on Facebook, literally 2 days ago, I jokingly said to Larry, because his picture is of him and Kesha, was, hey, Larry, who's the tranny in the picture with you?
A lot of people.
And I knew fighting who it was.
Fighting words.
And he that's how he responded. Those are fighting words. And then to find out she likes that.
She was just really... I got emotional when I talked to her for a little bit. And she's
just really protective of her.
Kesha's my girl. So we might be BFFs now. I think I'm going to be meeting her again in the future. That's all I can say. So it was just, it's everything I wanted it to be.
I think that begs the question, what of Jennifer Grey then?
Oh, Jennifer Grey and I are still friends.
Oh, but now you've got a new BFF. Won't Jennifer Grey be hurt by this?
No.
You've replaced her with a younger model.
No. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to score invitations. Jennifer Grey's throwing a party in a couple weeks for a fundraiser, but it's to watch Dancing with the Stars, and she's going to do commentary and stuff. And so if work works out, I'm going to cross my fingers.
Just remember who your friends are, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Even hearing Kesha now. Oh, and by the way, LMFAO opened for Kesha, who, if you've not had a chance to see them, you need to run and see them. They gave probably the best opening concert I've ever seen from anyone in the history of concerts I've been to.
I've never even heard of them.
They sing party rock. They sing shot, 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 shot.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Do you know who they are? They're like this like party group, for lack of a better word. But their grandfather is the dude that founded Motown. Barry Gordon, something like
Barry
that.
Barry Gordy.
Yeah, and what's funny is they're from the Pacific Palisades, which is beautiful. But it was like one nonstop party. It was awesome. And it was at Davis, and so there were lots of... It was just fun. It was so much fun.
You're adorable.
I love Kesha. Kesha, if you're listening, I told her we have a podcast, but I didn't tell her how to do it, so I'm gonna text it to her and be like, hey, girl.
This is LMFAO. I was just
there you go. They're really they were so much fun. It was literally was like a part. I can't wait to see them outside. They had these gigantic, massive inflatable zebras that they threw into the audience. They had beach balls. They had like 30 dancers with them. It was awesome. Party rock. You don't know the song.
You don't recognize this.
This is like probably the song of the summer.
Yeah.
I don't listen to this kind of music, so I have access to it.
It's all bullshit. It's all over TV. It's not just on radio. It's all over TV,
too. I didn't know
too.
Nate would be such a defender of LMFAO.
Listen, I know my stuff. Turn it up for a second. Dance, dance! Yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
their new song right now is called I'm Sexy and I Know It. And one part of the song goes, wiggle, 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 wiggle. It's when, and on stage, they danced in Speedos and their thing wiggled.
Of course they do.
The show was just a huge ass party. It definitely was, it's like college party music, but they were phenomenal.
Hey, Larry, I'm going to pot you down for a second. We're having a little bit of a technical thing. I'm going to switch Larry's input here. Hey, now. Let's try this.
I feel so old.
There we go.
So uncool.
No, you're totally... You,
that's much better.
I have to say, though, Mel today looks beautiful. Her neck is highlighted in what she's wearing. In part because your shirt has a nice V to it. It's beautiful.
Thanks. Did you see the pictures from my vacation that are up on Facebook?
I did. One of my favorite pictures of you ever. It's the one where you look like you could punch your boyfriend.
But how did my boobs look?
Hot.
They were falling out, right?
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
The best picture is the one he did not put up. I have a, as you guys know, I have an incredibly small bladder, and I pee all the time.
She does.
Right.
I can barely make it through the show. And we were on the beach. Like, where do you go on the beach? And I had to pee. So there was, like, one tiny little boulder. And I kind of went up next to the boulder, and I peed, and he took a picture of me. It's awesome.
Hold on, you were by water, right?
It was freezing cold.
Wouldn't that help you pee?
Oh, I peed fine, but I peed in the sand. I wasn't going to go into the freezing, icy, cold water.
What water was it?
We were at Point Reyes Station.
Oh, no,
so it was like the Tamales Bay or whatever that is.
Yeah, it's a really nice area.
I don't think peeing's like a federal offense in the water there.
Well, she did it on a rock on the beach, so I guess that's okay.
It filtered.
I also peed in an elk preserve.
What?
Yeah, like a big... place where there's elk.
Oh, I literally for a second thought, you know, like Order of Elk, like the fraternity, old men elk clubs.
No,
I thought that was like an elk nursing home.
The big deer type things with horns.
Oh, my. I want to talk about Vermont in a second, but you mentioned old things. You mentioned the elks. Somebody, I don't know how this came up, but somebody thought it would be a really good idea for Metallica and Lou Reed to perform together.
Yeah.
Here's a...
You're going to do this to us, really?
Well, I got the 30-second sample. I didn't
sad.
Do the I didn't do the whole song.
I want you on the floor. This is so awful. And your soul shaking. I want to have you downing every meaning you've amassed like a fortune. Oh, throw it away. Or worship someone who actively despises you. I actively despise this.
You know, independently, both are very good. Together, not so good.
That's like what you would hear at the end of like a rock like a rock festival, where like everyone's passed out and like some dude thinks he can sing, and that's what's happening. And you're hoping to God you just get a lead.
It's not okay.
One of my friends posted a link to the whole song this morning on Facebook, and then so did I. But I described it best. This is how I visualized it. Somebody took a pile of feces and converted it into sound waves, and that's what that is. that's really my best description of it.
I do like both a lot independently, just not together.
To be fair, it's better than the worst song in music history, which, Mel, you might not know this, but the Black and Yellow song, which is strictly the song. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
It's worse than Barbie Girl.
I love that song.
That's like my college
what about
song from freshman
Rico,
year.
Rico Suave.
Going back a little bit further.
I was
working in radio then, and God, what a terrible...
For Rico Suave?
Yeah, I was working in radio then.
When was that?
That was early to mid-90s.
Yeah, I think I was in college.
Yeah, sometime around that.
Was that before the World Wide Web?
Yeah. It wasn't... No, Al Gore invented that in the 60s. But it was before anybody had computers. So it was...
There's a lot of really bad songs out there, though.
Oh, God.
I mean, some of them are classically bad, like the Macarena.
That's terrible. But that is an awful song.
Macarena. I'm sorry. Whatever happened to those two dudes?
They went back to South America.
they can stay
there.
True story. I heard they retired to Vermont. I heard, isn't in Vermont where, no, hear me out. Isn't Vermont where the Von Trapp children own a bed and breakfast?
Yes.
I heard it's
not
near
all
there.
Of them. They sort of scattered.
They're all buried there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put them all on the ground there.
The hills are not alive.
No.
That's awful.
That's a weird thing about Vermont, and it's not really true necessarily here because there's no hills here in Sacramento. But in Vermont, there are so many cemeteries that have great views. So, like, if you go to the cemetery, there's a fantastic view. They're on a hillside overlooking something. And I've heard so many people growing up saying, I want to have a cemetery plot where I have a really great view. And when you're a little kid, you don't really think much of it because you're just standing there in the cemetery going, yeah, it's a nice view up here. And then as you get a little bit older, you go, wait a minute, you're dead and in the ground.
Your view is of dirt.
The view is the same no matter where we put you in the ground. Assuming you could see because you're dead.
Yeah, you won't know where you are. We'll just tell you you're going to be in a really good spot. Yeah,
and it doesn't really matter because that's when the aliens eat your body and take you out to the... Oh, wait, that's for Scientologists. Right. Well, my apologies.
Right, and I think it's really all about people wanting people to visit their graves after they're gone. What are you doing
Meg's
over there?
Cold and I'm comfortable.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting headlights.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I'm turning straight, by the way. I've watched so much college football, I've literally turned heterosexual.
Wow.
And now I'm glaring at her boobies.
They're cold.
I go to Vermont for a couple of weeks and I come back and Larry is straight and Mel's all dressed
up. I'm giving heterosexuality a whirl.
give it a whirl. You're experimenting.
I'm test driving.
You can break out a test tube of heterosexuality
for
him.
Yeah, ladies.
I was in Vermont visiting family for a couple of weeks, and one of the cool things, there was all the devastating flooding in Vermont, and we heard about that when we talked to Sean from Ben and Jerry's. And Fish, the day I landed, held a benefit concert.
The band?
The band Fish. They're from Vermont.
No, the ones in the water.
Yes, the Fish.
Under the sea.
As soon as I said that, I was like, who else? The Goldfish Company?
If you can't tell, we're taping a little later than normal. And they raised $1.2 million for flood relief. So that was kind
of
cool.
That's a lot of people giving up their weed money.
It is. That is a lot of weed money. And Fish... One of the things that Fish does that's kind of cool, and I'm not really into Fish, but if you can't get to the show, they have set it up so that they stream concerts live on their website, and you can pay-per-view any Fish concert you want. Yeah. So if you couldn't go to the concert, you could go online and watch it for $20. I think it was $20 to watch it online and listen to it.
Ben and Jerry should have gotten in on that and taken the scoop mobile and done Fish food.
Yeah.
Well, Ben and Jerry's is doing a lot of stuff for flood relief and a lot of volunteering too. And near their factory in Waterbury, there was a lot of flooding in that area, and there was they allow their employees to volunteer, like. They pay them for like 5 hours or a week or a month or whatever to go and volunteer to do whatever. And they've been doing that. In fact, Sean, who I mentioned again, posted a picture on Facebook tonight. He was doing some stuff and he got into a fight with a nail gun and lost.
That's not good.
So it's not terrible. He just has a... He was bleeding a little bit.
Why did he pick a fight with a nail gun? That's a losing battle.
It is. And you would have to ask him that yourself.
The nail gun talked dirty to him. It was
all over.
It insulted his mother.
Did any of their ice cream factories lose electricity? Because I would totally volunteer to go to eat all the ice cream. I'm a humanitarian.
You are. We actually... He sent back gifts for us and some that we're going to give out to listeners. We have to figure out how we're going to do that.
Awesome.
But, yeah, you see, we've got some water bottles up there.
Oh, my God. You're totally right. Oh, my God. Is this a balloon?
It is a koozie.
Oh, my God. This is the best gift ever.
It is a koozie for a pint of Ben & Jerry's.
My favorite koozie just got lost or stolen.
Well, it's for the ice cream.
Awesome.
So, slip this pint cozy over your favorite euphoric Ben & Jerry's flavor. Flip off the pint lid and dig in. The pint cozy will keep your hands from chilling while you eat your way through rivers of gooey goodness and bounds of tasty chunks.
I think the woman who menstruates, the person in the room who menstruates gets dibs on that because I need whole pints at a time.
I think the person trying out heterosexuality gets it.
Well, I think we've got...
You don't need ice cream. You'll get vagina.
Ooh. I don't want that flavor. I want Chunky Monkey.
So we've got some coupons for free ice cream. I'm passing right by that. We've got those and we've got those are keychain flash drives too. So
shut up.
Yeah, they're.
Thank you, Grand Poobah of Ben and Jerry's.
Sorry, listeners, you get nothing.
No. We're gonna hold some stuff out for them. At least some free pints and maybe a few other things. But and then there's a hat too. If you guys, I'm offering the hat up to you. I have a Sweaty Balls T-shirt that's mine.
Awesome.
So that's those things. So I met with Sean and while I was there, and it happened to be a couple days after the American Family Association's affiliate 1 Million Moms got all uppity about. Can I say uppity? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
That's borderline racist, but you can.
I'm not talking about African Americans. I'm talking
because
there's
none in Vermont.
Well, neither is 1 Million Moms. It's an organization out of the South. Yeah, it's. Yes, it's a flash drive.
You don't understand how cool this flash drive is, people. I'm sorry.
It's shaped like a Ben and Jerry's pint. So anyway, if you didn't hear about it, they were upset. They are demanding that no additional Sweaty Balls ice cream be distributed. They want their members to tell Ben and Jerry's to, quote, refrain from producing another batch with this name or any other offensive names. You will no longer be able to purchase their products.
We should give them a big scoop of go fuck yourself.
Or a big of cherry Jesus blood.
This is the first time they've had a problem. They had a problem when...
They hate everybody.
Well, they hated when Ben and Jerry's did the Hubby Hubby ice cream,
too.
That's
right.
They can be offended by anything, though. I mean, literally, these are the people that are offended by... everything.
Well, their whole thing was, and let's see if I can find the exact quote here. They didn't want to. Oh, here it is. The vulgar new flavor has turned something as innocent as ice cream into something repulsive.
They're gonna hate my butt, but I can't even say it's too funny. They're gonna really hate the butt fudge packer brownie that I'm introducing next week. My church is co-sponsoring it, so
didn't they find like everything Disney offensive as well though?
Well, yeah, because they have Gay Day there. So anyway, I can't really reveal a lot of this because I was in Sean's office and he was showing me some of the emails that came in. And like the first day, it was overwhelmingly this group was complaining and writing in these emails. But as the story leaked out, by day two, the tide had turned. And by day three, which was the day I was there, it was like 4-1 telling Ben and Jerry's, we're behind what you're doing.
Hell yeah.
And this was what I found really interesting. He happened to notice that any of the emails that were generated through this organization's website that came in, he got duplicates. So if you sent an email through that site, he got two copies of that email.
Let me guess, they were also all signed anonymous.
No. They are all signed. It's a
bunch of pussies.
But if you just have a setup, right? If you just have a setup where there's somebody who's just counting numbers of emails and not paying attention, mm-hmm. you're going to go, "Oh my God, we had 500 complaints when really you only had 250 complaints."
Now, here's the thing. The American Family Association is made up of very evangelical, conservative Christians who traditionally have large families. I don't think they're buying Ben and Jerry's. They're buying that big white tub of vanilla ice cream that will feed their children for like 3 months.
Well, they won't even get Neapolitan because it's got chocolate in it.
Well, no, God did not mean the ice cream flavors to mingle.
That's right.
Well, we talked about this when we had Sean on the show. We were talking about how the flavor combinations in Ben and Jerry's were really more for adults. Now, that's not what he said. That's kind of what we surmised. Because they're more complex and kids like more simple flavors.
Yeah.
You know, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, swirl, whatever. And Ben and Jerry's is really complex. This is rum ball flavored ice cream. It's got rum balls in it. Listen, Christians, why are you feeding your kids rum? You're not Baptists, are you? I know, it's an old Baptist joke. Sorry.
They're drinking liquor just like Jesus drank a lot of wine.
There's
the thing is they don't care. They don't want to eat it. They never wanted to eat it. They just want to be annoyed.
Exactly. They are looking for a reason to be outraged.
Outrage.
So the funny thing, though, is what they probably didn't count on was there was the initial publicity for the Shorty Balls ice cream, and then 2 weeks later, there's this huge amount of awareness raised for Shorty Balls ice cream. Just because of what they did. So that was that.
Good. Thank you to them. They helped.
They helped.
We need the American Family Association to boycott our podcast.
We'd be so famous.
If they listened, they would just playing Kesha would cause them to boycott it.
Oh, my God. Although she does say Jesus is on her necklace.
Uh-huh.
She loves Jesus.
Well, that's fine, but they may not appreciate the fact that she's proud to be designated a tranny.
Trannies. I'm going to start a group called Trannies for Jesus.
Trannies. There probably already is one. Probably
I like that the big bad wolf in Shrek was a tranny.
That was pretty fun. There were a lot of pretty provocative sexual undertones to Shrek.
Oh, yeah.
Surprisingly.
You know, I'm gonna go right back to Vermont. I'm not going to be hijacked by Shrek. We know what happens. There's an ogre. So one of my goals when I was in Vermont was to make the pilgrimage up to Canada because there are many things Canadian that I love that you just can't get here.
Did you go across the border to that special bar that you're always telling us about?
The Del Bar is long closed, sadly. Although I did drive by where it was. My dad and I went to Canada. We went to Canadian Tire, which is sort of a hardware all for one store. They don't just sell tires. And I got a Canadian mug, which is at work right now. And I got a Montreal Canadiens air freshener in my car. That's right. It's shaped like
a sweater.
Did you
get Canadian Coke or Canadian Pepsi?
No. No, no, no.
Is it like Mexican Coke?
Yes. I like to say things like that because people are like, is that really exist?
It does. It actually does exist. I got Rickard's Red, which is a beer brewed by Molson that you cannot get in the United States. So I got that. I got my, the best flavored Doritos in the history of mankind that you can't get here. They're bold barbecue Doritos. Imagine, if you will, a Dorito, but with barbecue flavoring on it.
Did you bring some for us to taste?
Well, no, because I only got
them.
I got
What's
one
wrong
bag.
With you?
Well, I only got one bag because I didn't realize how awesome they were until I ate them, and I didn't make a return trip.
But I love all things barbecue.
Well,
have you had the barbecue French fries at cafeteria?
No.
You need
no.
to go. You need to go to compare them to the Canadian Doritos.
Well, French fries and Doritos are kind of different, but okay, we'll do that. I'll put that on my list.
Did you get ketchup powder?
No.
Because in Canada, they put ketchup powder on their popcorn.
I got poutine sauce because that was one of the things that I needed to go to.
Isn't that just gravy?
No, it is not just gravy. How dare you?
How is it different?
It's different.
Do they freeze it?
It's different.
In honor of Canada?
It is different. I can't explain how it's different because you wouldn't appreciate it, and I'm not going to.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I hate Canada.
Yeah.
Blame Canada.
Oh, yeah. You hate Canada. You hate Canada and Stockton. That's what you hate. You know what I want to do? I really would like to do this. Just for the betterment of our area here, I would like to swap places with Quebec and Nevada. I would like to flip-flop them because that way people in Toronto could have a shorter trip to Vegas, and I could have a lot more cool things than you can find in, say, Reno.
Can we wait until Celine Dion's run is over in Vegas? Because her show is pretty awesome.
Well, eventually she's going to Quebec, no matter where it might be. Think about that. And she has a home there.
Snap.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll
exactly. So there was that, which was very cool. But the other thing I want to talk about, here's three Vermont things that are very cool that everybody should know about, and I'm going to go through them in order. Two of them are beverages. Long Trail Beer, which is a really, really good beer that's brewed in Vermont.
And what kind of beer is it?
Mostly it's like pale ale and stuff. It's a little like Sierra Nevada in terms of kind of what they have, but it's just a small local brewery in Vermont, which is very good. Rosie's Beef Jerky, which, oh my God.
Is that from Rosie O'Donnell?
It is not. Rosie O'Donnell's in Chicago, not Vermont.
Yeah, slices of her ass.
And slices of Rosie. There's
jerky.
An unlimited supply. But I had forgotten. That was one of the things that I had forgotten that I missed until I was in like a mini mart and I saw it and I'm like, oh my God. That stuff is so good. There are a ton of flavors of it. And it's,
did you bring any of that back?
No, I did not. I had one package of it.
God,
left it there.
Damn it!
But you can order that online. That you can order and have it sent to you.
Why'd you even go if you were going to bring us back things to eat?
I brought you back a bunch of Ben and Jerry's stuff. You shh. I could have distributed. I have a Ben and Jerry's bag. yeah. That calmed you down. And the other thing is something that we can get here, which is a Vermont treat, which is Woodchuck Hard Cider.
Which I love.
Oh,
Woodchuck,
I like cider.
Oh, that is the best stuff.
I wish they made low-calorie cider. I know I just turned really gay there, but cider is full of calories.
He's
it's
turning
awful.
Back, Mel. He's turning back.
No vagina. Tacos. Boy. Yeah.
Wait,
boobies.
I'm taking off my top.
Yeah. Let's go to Hooters and eat some wings.
The other thing I wanted to talk about my trip is how much JetBlue is awesome. Now, I complain about a lot of things. You can attest to that.
What?
But
I don't know what you're talking about.
But JetBlue is awesome. And the flight from Sacramento to New York, which was a red eye, and I slept on the red eye, which everybody's, oh, can you sleep on the red eye? Can you sleep on the red eye? Well, I could, but it's a 4-hour and 40-minute flight, so I slept for most of it. So I got 3 hours and 20 minutes of sleep.
How could you not watch the free television that's on JetBlue?
It stuck on ESPN News.
Oh,
so
yeah, news,
exactly.
Sports.
Well,
you're,
yeah, it was
you're
the same
a sports guy,
right? And I saw those 10 minutes of highlights
that they just
over and over and over again.
And over.
So yeah, I did sleep on the way out because the seats were really comfortable.
Did you enjoy their endless snack bar that's in the back of the plane?
I didn't realize there was one there, but I enjoyed their snacks. Their snacks were good.
The flight attendants literally have this little like bar kind of set up, and you just walk back there and you get as many snacks as you want. One of my friends tested it out; they got 14 bags of Terra Blue potato chips.
Jesus. Wow.
That's like Nirvana. I did not know that.
That's how one ruins an honor bar.
When I was little, every year my parents used to ship me off to my grandparents, and they'd put me on a plane and I'd fly to Florida and spend, you know, the summer with my grandparents. And I was a husky little girl.
Which I can't imagine.
I'll send you pictures. And so I learned that if you hit the button, the lady comes and brings peanuts.
Oh, no.
And the peanuts are tiny. And I was, you know, I wanted a quantity of peanuts. And I just thought, you know, so I hit the thing, she brought a peanut. She hit the thing, she brought peanuts. And finally I was like, if I hit it again, she's going to bring me like 5 bags of peanuts, right? So instead she shows up with what was like this a shoebox sized thing that said peanuts on it. And I thought, oh my God, they just brought me my own case of peanuts, right?
Yeah.
But it was all duct taped. All taped up. It took me the rest of the flight to open it. Guess what was in it?
One
fucking bag of peanuts.
That's pretty brilliant though, to occupy a kid.
But I was like 7, so she should go fuck herself. Just give me some peanuts. What's the big deal? Give me a couple bags of peanuts. That was just mean.
Do you know when anyone says peanuts, in my head I secretly say penis.
And he's gone back.
Every time Nate says poutine, I think pussy.
Do you want some peanuts?
where are you going now?
I went to college.
So JetBlue.
We are not drunk. I feel like I'm a little drunk.
I know. Well, it's
late.
It is. It is late, and you're full of musical goodness. But JetBlue, and here's where JetBlue really went over the top for me. JetBlue,
did you get a Hummer?
I think it's a hand job.
It was almost as good. I got a call from JetBlue, and it was kind of inconvenient because we were kind of rushing around trying to get stuff done, and my parents and I were going to have lunch, and we drove over to Burlington, and in between my parents' house and Burlington, I talked with my hands. Fuck you.
No, I was doing that for my own good. Like, okay. You're going over in Vermont, like over a dell.
You go anywhere in Vermont to anywhere else in Vermont, you're going over a hill or a mountain.
Or a bridge, right? Aren't there lots of bridges in Vermont?
Yes, because you've got mountains and rivers and little bridges. So we're in Burlington, and we're getting ready to go to Friendly's for lunch.
Oh, Friendly! We're from Ohio! Oh, yeah!
Okay, finally we have something now.
When you were a kid, if you ate your thing, you got one of those sundaes with the cone upside down. Oh, my God. I want Friendly.
Yeah. Didn't get Friendly's because when I checked my phone, we got to Friendly's, I had a call from JetBlue saying, your flight has been delayed by 2 hours, so you're going to miss your connecting flight to Sacramento. Mm. But we have another flight at 3:10. Call us back. Come to the airport. We'll get you on that flight.
Oh, nice.
So I called them. And this is at 2:40, though, and I'm a good 20 minutes away from the airport. I called them back, and I got the lady at the thing. She's at the baggage check area, and she was like, oh, yeah, the 3:10 flight, it's not going to leave until 4. So you've got a little bit of time, but get here as soon as you can. I said, okay. She goes, when you get here, I'll put you on the flight. I said, but I need to be on that flight. I don't want to miss my connection. That's what. She goes, oh, yeah, I see that. She goes, I've already switched you. And I'm like,
how nice.
I'm not done. This gets better. So close. I get there and I go up to the counter and I talk to the guy who left the message on my phone, and he goes, oh yeah. And he goes, well, we're upgrading your seat because you're in the regular, and we're going to upgrade you to the extra legroom, which is normally an extra like $65 a flight.
Yeah.
And because there's only one seat left on the earlier flight. I get the last seat. I'm in 1D. So I'm right in the front of the plane. I'm first class, bitches. And so I'm going down, and I get to JFK, and I've got an hour and a half to, you know, eat, make my connection. And when I was in Burlington, they printed me up 2 new boarding passes, because you print out your boarding passes at home. And when I boarded the plane, I was expecting there to be an empty seat in the middle. And so I get on, and there's a couple sitting next to me, so it's a full row. And I'm like, oh, huh, that's weird. But then I realize, wait a minute, I'm in an extra legroom row. They upgraded me for both legs at no cost. They didn't have to, because the second leg I was fine. I was going to make that flight. And it was kind of cool because there was nobody across the aisle. So the couple moved. I had the entire row to myself on the way back to Sacramento.
Nice.
And the plane landed 20 minutes early. And the pilot, this was the other awesome thing. The pilot, before we took off in New York, stood at the front of the plane and addressed everybody on the plane saying, hey, here's the situation. Weather's been crazy today, so things are kind of late, but we're going to be pushing out at our regular time. We're going to be pushing back from the gate. This is when we're going to be taking off. we'll get to Sacramento, you know, when we expect to. Okay, great. And everybody's like, wow. Everybody clapped for the captain because that was so unusual to have the pilot of a plane actually tell you what the hell's going on. So we push back from the gate a little bit later, and we are out. We're sitting there for like, I would say 20, 25 minutes, and we're just sitting there. We're not moving, and it's JFK Airport. So there's a ton of traffic. You push back from the gate. You're going to wait there anyway because there's 30 or 40 planes set to take off before you. He comes back on the PA system and says, hey, just wanted to let you know, the tower says it's going to be about an hour before we take off. He goes, it'll probably be less, and don't worry, we build this time into your trip time, so we're going to be arriving in Sacramento on time. And I have never in any time I have flown had a pilot say that to me over the speakers, because normally you're just sitting there wondering, oh, shit, we're sitting here on the tarmac. We've been out here for 30, 40 minutes. Am I going to get there 30, 40 minutes late? They never say anything. And it was just so cool to have that sort of thing go on, that they were so accommodating and so nice. And the thing that really throws me is I'm so excited about it, and all they really did was treat me like my business mattered.
Yeah, but good service is so unusual these days.
Do you know why they have good service? I'm being completely serious. They were founded by a Mormon, and Mormon culture dominated all of their customer service training.
Awesome.
I love Mormons.
I know. They're so nice.
Though as great as that is, and as great as JetBlue is, that does not beat a Hummer.
He said hand job. To be fair, he said hand job. Right. And I said almost.
All right.
Was the pilot good looking?
No. He was a southern gentleman, kind of balding and a little bit older.
And that can be attractive. Different folks, strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
Not everyone can be Kevin James, who might be the sexiest man on television. Just throwing it out there.
Mel? Kevin James, sexiest man on television?
Yeah.
No. But, I mean, balding. Jason Statham is balding, and I find him beautiful.
This guy looked more, I'm trying to think exactly who he looked like. He looked like an extra from The Waltons.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
Mormon.
Well, he was from the Mormon. South, so I don't know. He was very southern, and
JetBlue is the airline where that flight attendant got really pissed off.
Exactly.
And opened the door and said, fuck you bitches, took a six pack of beer, slid down.
Which is nice because they're Mormon, but they're not gay haters.
Yeah, they're not. Well, it's hard to be in the airline, and gays travel more than any other subgroup ever. You can't have a homophobic airline. You'll go out of business.
Yeah, well, and you won't have any male flight attendants either.
Oh, I know two heterosexual flight attendants for Southwest. Two?
They wow.
Do you know what's funny? They actually say they can get so much action because the women flight attendants that they work with that are single are horny, and they're always on gay men. So the first time they meet, like, it's perfect. So you like, especially with your crew that you travel with for a while, you get kind of close. So straight dudes, again, go where the gay men are because that's where the horny women are.
That's like all the straight guys in the theater.
Totally.
I'm going to become a stewardess.
You should. They don't get paid very well.
Oh, then hell with that.
Although Pan Amazon, and I have to say recommend it, it might be based on my mother's life, however, so I'm just putting that out there. I'm kind of serious.
All right. So moving on to some other stuff. The January Jones baby daddy mystery continues.
I love that she didn't put the daddy down.
That's right. She left the big fat blank spot on her son's birth certificate where the father's name's supposed to be.
What happens if her, like, the husband, or no, I'm sorry, not the husband, the father, is just this really douchey hipster who doesn't believe in names? So, like, he's like, I don't have a name.
Well, I don't think that's
going to put his, like, the symbol, like, for Prince.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, well,
it's funny that she dated a guy named Xander, and her kid's named Xander, but that guy couldn't possibly be the father.
Well, that's what I'm getting. That was the next thing.
Oh, did I just showbiz you?
Yeah, you just did it again.
Sorry.
You giant C-word, you. Yeah, there I did it.
She's not Catholic.
No, it's a different C, Larry.
Oh, she's not Canadian.
Yeah, some of the people that were rumored to be the father are Jason Sudeikis from SNL, Super Chef Bobby Flay, X-Men director Matthew Vaughn, and Seeking Justice co-star Xander Berkeley.
Yeah.
And the kid's name's Xander, so you do the freaking math on that.
I don't want to spill any gossip, but I might be one of the fathers.
Really? Is your middle name Xander?
Yep.
Maybe she just really likes Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh my God, yes.
Was that an old reference or what?
I got it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Their friend was named Xander.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm again, straight guy, don't have an
I think straight men watched Buffy.
I don't think so. Maybe some did.
She was hot, I'd bang her.
Yeah.
I love straight Larry.
Awesome. I love straight Larry. He's funny.
Well, you know, Larry, there's nothing homophobic about Bristol Palin's heating exchange with a heckler.
Oh, do you know the secret?
it
was set up. The whole thing was set up. Yeah.
It was stupid. The whole thing was
stupid. Oh, it was. It was. I mean, and it wouldn't surprise me if it was set up because she was taping a reality show
Shocker.
At a bar in West Hollywood and a gay dude yelled out, do you ride Levi like that? She's riding a mechanical bull. Yeah. Do you ride Levi like that? Your mother's a whore.
And to be fair, he was harassing her for long before that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He was completely a dickwad about it.
Well, the thing that was stupid to me, too, was if you're going to be that guy, don't be that guy. But if you're going to be that freaking guy, have an argument. Because it seemed like when I watched it, she's like, why? He's like, because she's a devil. Because she sucks. Because I hate her. And he never said anything. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to stand up and be the person that's that person, have an argument. Make some sense. Have some beliefs.
And I don't think asking someone if you're homosexual is a slur. Because if that's true, then woof.
No, do you hate my mom because you're gay? That was not homophobic at all.
It would seem like a mathematical equation.
She said homosexual, which I'm a little annoyed at.
You hate my mom because you're gay equals my mom hates gays. Like, you hate my mom because she hates you.
Right, well, and the thing was, do you hate my mom because you're a homosexual? And he said yes. And then he got all like, what,
She kind of schooled him a little. She caught him off guard.
Yeah, you got schooled in the intellectual arts by Bristol Palin.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, don't verbally spar with somebody if you have nothing to say.
But what's weird is she's living in L.A. now with her Dancing with the Stars partner. What's his name? No, she really is, because her show. And so what's weird is supposedly she has a number of gay male friends. And, like, I just think the whole thing is odd. And it completely,
but don't you think,
completely
I really do believe when it comes right down to it, just like I think, you know, nobody one-on-one is a bad, well, with a few exceptions, like, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, who's going to eat you. But the most part, like, the most horrible people, even the kids in high school that picked on you, they're always one-on-one decent people. And I feel like that about these people, like the politicians who are anti-gay marriage or anti-whatever.
Are we playing Morocco? What is this?
It's the Dexter theme.
It is.
I'm just going with Mel's thing about no one's a bad person.
I was very
Dexter's
lost.
Not all bad.
No, go on with your thing.
And I feel that way about a lot of the politicians. Like, they have these platforms that make no sense. And then when it gets down to it, they're closet gay or their closet have gay friends or their whatever.
Rick Santorum, whose chief of staff, who I actually know is a former chief of staff, is gay. And he invited him and his boyfriend to all his family events.
Yeah.
Hi.
He wasn't afraid they were going to marry the dog.
No, any conservative Republican politician has two personas. They have their politician persona and their real persona. Just how actors have an actor and a real persona.
I do.
It's disappointing. How people can justify that is beyond me, but whatevs.
I do love how we're talking Rick Santorum over the Dexter theme.
I
That's
love
great.
Dexter. If you haven't watched Dexter, watch it.
I thought you were going to say you love Rick Santorum, and I was like, we are going to have a little bit of a conversation.
I love to Google Rick Santorum.
That sounds naughty.
I know it does. You should
we should switch. You should be gay and I should be straight.
I don't know if I could pull that off.
I think you could try.
If I'm willing
to go to Vagina Town, you can go to Wienerville.
Well, metaphorically, yes.
I love Wienerville.
We don't know if it's awesome. I'm just going to say.
Is that where they have the Johnsonville Brats?
Hell yeah. I love Bratwurst.
Wienerville, where they have the Johnsonville Brats. Anyway.
They should have a fundraiser where gay people pay straight men to go gay for a night. Not with them, but just in general. That'd be funny.
Okay.
I'm going to work it up.
Another gay problem on television's Modern Family. The star Sarah Hyland has two gay uncles, but in real life, she just went to the grand opening of a new Chick-fil-A in Hollywood.
Same point that I just made, I just reiterate.
Yeah, an evangelical Christian-owned corporation, which has been accused of being anti-gay. Now, although Chick-fil-A has responded to the homophobic allegations by saying they, quote, serve and value all people, they also routinely contribute to anti-gay organizations like Focus on the Family. Yeah. So pro-equality groups aren't happy about the fast food chain's latest outpost and are planning a protest in front of the new Hollywood location.
Well, you know, it's hard if you're going to be a political figure. If you're going to do anything like that, you need to research it and make sure you believe everything they believe. But maybe she just likes chicken sandwiches for fuck's sake.
Now, I'm going to get on my soapbox here because I take equality extremely seriously and I have very strong feelings about Chick-fil-A. And that is, their waffle fries are fucking amazing.
Oh, and their chicken nuggets are the best.
I've never been to a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, you should go. It is so good. You can't go on Sunday. They're closed because they're talking to Jesus. Let's talk to Jesus Day.
I've never been to a Carl's Jr.
They've actually had problems.
I've never been to a Carl's Jr.
They've had problems because there's a number of Chick-fil-A's in college campuses, especially in the Southeast, and they schools have begun to challenge them because they don't follow their school's non-discrimination policy. So, like, I believe it's a school in Florida, like Coastal Care, some university, it's a public school. They kicked off them, and there have been like four others that are following their lead.
Why? I don't understand. They only hire white heterosexuals?
No, the fact that their company would support support causes, and most of them go into student unions, which actually are run by students.
Never mind.
But they're so good. Here's what I want to start. If I want to go to Chick-fil-A, be like, listen, I don't care about your personal beliefs. How about you fund me and I'll start the Rainbow Chicken Coalition and we will provide chicken and waffle fries to the masses and just do it with some glitter and a disco ball.
It is.
And we'll fund pro-gay things.
Seriously, it is fantastic stuff.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty tasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one in Arden.
I feel like I'm missing out. I know it's right by my house. I go by it all the time.
Oh, do you know In-N-Out's going there too?
No.
Where the Macaroni Grill used to be or Olive Garden, whatever it was. Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating for everybody around the country. Hey, by the way, everybody who can't get it, In-N-Out is the best thing ever.
But everybody, you know, all my friends, when they come here to visit, they always want to go to In-N-Out, which I don't understand the hype, but I'm sorry.
I know I'm a Californian, but I have to say, I think they are both good in their own right, but Five Guys is a little bit better.
Five Guys, I hate the fact that people compare the two because I don't think they're – no, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't think they are this offering the exact – if you go to In-N-Out Burger, you can get a combo for like $5. Five Guys, the food is more expensive. You're not going to get out of there.
It's more pricey.
It's more pricey, but I think it's – you get more food, and I think you probably get a – if not better – you definitely get more food, and I think the fries alone are eons better.
For those of you that have never been to Five Guys, first of all, they have like a mini, like a small burger and a regular burger. The small burger is just one; the regular is two. So you always want to get a small. And then their fries, imagine if you will, like the round containers that you get like carnivals or fairs with French fries. They put that in your bag, and then they put an entire another one. They dump it into your bag. Which is great because you get a plethora of fries. The bad part is about 2 minutes later, your bag is a little covered in lots of food. Excuse me.
Yeah, dude, that was
awesome.
You get covered in grease, but they're good. But in D.C., people on the East Coast always call Five Guys the East Coast In-N-Out.
Yeah, that's because they don't know what In-N-Out is. It's not. It's closer to Fatburger, really, if you want to compare two things that are close. But either way, yeah, I get people want to go to In-N-Out Burger because you've never been to one, and if you come out here.
We were out here on vacation when I was little. That was the one I wanted to do.
I'm starving. You guys are killing me.
Well, sorry.
I need a snack. Somebody bring a snack?
I got a snack for you.
Is it in Wienerville?
Yeah, it is. You want a footlong? All their footlongs now are $5 again, except for premiums. I just read this huge article about fast food. The only fast food company whose sales are increasing is McDonald's. Everyone else is plummeting.
Okay, so it's time for our only segment of the show.
Segment time.
It's not sales figures at fast food joints. It is...
Cool.
Hey.
Cool.
Whoa.
And it's not fast food. It's quick service restaurants.
Okay.
I don't go to them.
They're job creators. Job creators, Mel. They're not rich. They're job creators. Okay, first off on Cooler Tool, January Jones for not putting her kid's name on the birth certificate.
Oh, gosh.
Mel?
I know I have to have an opinion.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the game.
Who cares? I don't think it's cool or tool. I think she can do whatever she wants. Cool because she's exerting her right to do whatever the hell she wants, and who cares?
I have to talk this out very briefly. My problem with January Jones is when she's in Mad Men, she's in character both on and offset, like when she's filming. And because of that, her character is cold. She's cold to everyone that's there. And Sally, the girl that was the little girl, said she was scared of her because she would say hi and she wouldn't even pay attention because she's always her character. That's how she acts. And so that makes me not like her, but it also makes me really respect her that she's.
But what does it have to do with the birth certificate?
Because it makes me think of her, and it's hard for me to make a decision. I'm going to say. Cool.
Because what if it's the guy? What if the guy had some sort of voice in this as well? Maybe he wanted to be left out of it.
Maybe it's Barack Obama.
Ooh. Barack Xander Obama.
Barack Obama.
You know what? I'm going to go with Tool on this, just because. Okay, first of all, who cares who the father of the kid is, really? Other than the kid. So what are you going to do? Go back in and fill it in later? How are you going to explain that to little Xander when he's like 15 and kind of angry and has that weird haircut and some strange piercings? Like, oh, yeah, I didn't put your dad's name on the birth certificate. And then, yeah, I never went back and did it. But your dad is this guy.
Because everything else in his life is going to be so normal having her as your mom.
Well, did you guys read the latest update in Wall Street Journal?
No.
But, no, seriously, who wanted... She wants to announce a father, but she wants to go on Maury Povich first to find out who it is.
That's awesome.
It's going to be in sweeps. Xander, you are the father. I love that show. Oh.
Sorry, hold on. This one's for you.
Oh,
I should have had that ready.
That was funny.
Yeah, I know. It was funny.
I just got overruled.
Next on Cooler Tool, Bristol Palin. Bristol Palin for standing up.
These are hard ones.
I know. That's the whole idea.
These are hard ones.
It's like we're first?
In Wienerville all over again.
I'll go first if you'd like.
Oh, I'll go first.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to be popular for this. I'm going to say cool for the following reasons. One, I think people's hatred of the Palins is a little bizarre. Two, she hit Levi Johnson, and that boy's kind of fine. So I got to have some solidarity because she liked the chunky dudes like I do. So I'm going to say cool. Us chunky lovers had to stay together.
That helped me make my decision.
Okay.
Tool.
I knew it.
Same reasons.
I'm going to go with Larry on this one. I'm going to go cool because, and this goes back to being very primal, if somebody yells out, your mom is a whore, you should be going up and getting in their face. It doesn't matter if your mom actually is a whore.
You've never been to my family's Thanksgiving. Another.
I'm sick of her. I'm over her. I'm over them. I'm over them being on reality TV. Either be politicians or don't, but don't be everything because you're nothing.
Hot stuff coming up.
I don't know what that was.
Hot stuff coming up.
Hot stuff.
Hot stuff coming
Hot
up.
Hot stuff.
That's exactly what happened to my handling of the board. We're going to finish up with 20-year-old Sarah Hyland, who went to the fast food opening, even though she has two gay TV uncles at the
That's not her fault. She doesn't write the script.
No, it's not her fault that she's on
the
show.
In real life, she went
to the Chick-fil-A opening. That's why people are
She's
upset.
20 years old. She got invited to a cool opening. She got to eat chicken. Cool. Or nothing. I don't think she's a tool for doing it.
Okay.
Can I say one of my problems with Chick-fil-A is they spell things weird, and all of their commercials are eat more chicken, and everything's spelled incorrectly, and the grammar purist in me is really bothered by it.
Well, that's a good enough reason.
They spell more M-O-R, and that is not the correct pronunciation.
Your arguments are so random.
I have strong feelings about this. Yeah. Oh, they also, my friends love, they have like a Polynesian sauce, dipping sauce. I know someone that might have stolen almost a case of it from the University of Maryland Stamp Student Union. And she literally went through it in like a week. She used it as a salad dressing.
Oh my
God. It's like a sweet and sour sauce kind of. I am going to say tool. A light, very, very, very light tool. And I'm going to actually clarify this. And I'm going to say her, but it's really directed at her manager who arranged that.
Yeah, that's understandable.
A proxy.
Yeah, her management team needed to understand what was going on there. But
they were probably won over by free waffle fries.
Yeah,
right. And she's only 20, for goodness sakes.
That's fair. And I'm going to go cool on this because I don't think this is worth fighting over. I mean, I know I'm not gay, and I'm not part of the...
I thought you signed up to be gay for a week.
I did not actually sign the paperwork yet.
If I raise $1,000 for a charity, will you do it? Oh, my God. I think... Gay for pay for good. Well, that's what I'm going to call it.
Okay. I'm not doing gay things. Let me clarify that. I'm not doing anything sexually gay. How about that? I'm not doing anything physically gay. I would go to a gay bar.
Go to a gay bathhouse.
No, I would not go to a gay bathhouse. I would drive you to one, but
Ew,
I would not go.
No,
in.
I don't. No, thank you.
There you go. Exactly.
I have issues in being naked in my shower at my home, much less being naked with other people.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with cool for that, just because I mean it's an opening. I mean, let it go, people. It's silly. It's just as silly as being mad at Ben and Jerry's for making Sweaty Balls ice cream. They're degrading ice cream. How dare they take something as wholesome as ice cream and ruin it for our children?
Whores.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, and Ben and Jerry's really is owned by Unilever, which is a very large company that probably sponsors lots of bad things.
They are owned by Unilever, but I got a tour of their corporate offices, and their corporate offices aren't really huge. I mean, it's really kind of a cool setup. Sean's office is very small and unassuming, although he does have a cardboard cutout of a pint of the Elton John Goodbye Butter Brickle or whatever it was called, and it's autographed by Elton John. He has Elton John's autograph.
Oh, cool.
So you're just kind of gay that you talked about Elton John.
Yes. Slightly. Yes, I did.
Do you know what Unilever bought the same day? Jenny Craig, Ben and Jerry's.
They're playing both ends of that scale.
Smart.
They're like the bisexual of the corporate world.
So, anyway, this is something. I have small town news from Vermont, because I found this and I thought it would be fun to bring to people. This is the headline from the local paper. Unwanted tomato on burger leads to DUI charge.
Huh. That's awesome.
Nathan Green just wanted his burger the way he ordered it.
Who doesn't?
But getting uppity with the Wendy's drive-thru employee earned him a drunken driving charge instead. That's some good writing right there.
Right.
And here we go again. Nathan Green, 20, so he's only 20, of Newport Center, pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor on September 20th in Orleans Superior Court Criminal Division and was released. Newport City Police Officer Aaron LaFave was called to the Wendy's drive-thru on August 28th to deal with an unruly customer. When he arrived, he spotted Nathan Kelly in the passenger seat and Green in the driver's seat. Seriously, not everybody in Orleans County is named Nathan.
Are you sure? It sounds like that might not be true.
It seems that way. Green was overheard yelling obscenities toward the drive-thru window.
Green
explained to LaFave that he had become upset by an unrequested tomato in his burger. We all know how that is.
I don't like tomatoes on my burgers.
Green decided to approach the Wendy's employee with his complaint. Approach him. LaFave wrote in his affidavit that it was clear to him that Green was impaired in some way. Green's body movements were sluggish, and the console...
He was overcome with tomato rage.
And the console of the red Buick appeared to be holding up half of his body.
He's in a Buick.
That sentence makes no sense.
I know it does. I don't know how...
Are we sure this isn't from The Onion?
It is not. It is from the Orleans County record. I'm sorry. It's too good to keep going. LaFave spotted empty containers of Mike's Hard Lemonade and Bud Light.
Woo!
Classy. What's his number?
They're 20 years old. What do you want? Green allegedly told LaFave that he'd consumed one or two beers the prior night, but he believed he'd sobered up since then. Which always... Mel, you're a cop. How does that argument play out?
It makes you go... he's still worried about the two beers from yesterday. I think I've sobered up since then.
That's just immature drinking right there.
That's stupid.
How many of the Mike's Hard Lemonade did he have?
I don't know. It didn't really. He's
afraid. Did his mom buy them for him?
I think here's the question for you, Mel. Is this anything like anything you've dealt with?
Yes, my entire law enforcement career sounded a lot like this article.
Okay, he allegedly added that he'd taken clonidine pill given to him by his mother,
Aren't
Susan
horse
LeBlanc.
Tranquilizers?
Clonidine, no, it's a psych med.
Oh. Mel knows that. Later changing his story, saying he found the pill in the parking lot of the restaurant. Well, that makes sense.
I don't think the pills say what they are on them.
He consulted the DSM.
I got it from a mom.
Physician's desk reference.
I got it from a mom. No way. I found it in the parking lot and decided it would be a good idea to take it.
Clonidine, that looks delicious.
Because everybody knows
might
you
be
look...
a Skittle. Might be a psychotropic medication.
But it's definitely on the ground in the parking lot, so I'm tossing it down my gullet. Green allegedly failed 3 field sobriety exercises and refused to provide a breath sample at the scene. LaFave's affidavit says Green provided the sample showing greater than 0.8% blood alcohol concentration at the Northern State Correctional Facility, where he was taken to detox, but the affidavit does not provide the exact number. Green's license was under suspension at the time, according to court records.
What a ding-dong.
He's 20. He can't get it together. If Green pleads guilty, here's where the punishment comes down. Here's here's where we come down. We've already had the law in this whole thing. Now it's time for the order. If he pleads guilty, the state has offered a sentence of 12 to 24 months suspended, except 10 days on a work crew and 2 years of probation.
Wow.
So remember, kids, when you're going through the drive-thru at Wendy's, make sure... I've lost my headphones because of the damn cat. Damn cat. Missing my whole
meow,
point.
Meow, meow, meow.
When you're going through the drive-thru at Wendy's, kids, and they throw something in your burger that you don't want, don't get angry like that. Don't let half of the console hold up your body.
And don't eat things off the parking lot floor.
And don't pick up pills off of the...
Unless you want to get really high.
Right.
Because possibly.
It's, yeah. It's really going
or treat
to...
a liver condition or eczema, depending on what the pill might be.
So instead of what's pissing me off this week, I just wanted to share that bit of small town news with everybody.
That was nice.
I know. Thanks. The law and order and craziness from Vermont. Oh, what a crazy trip it was, because that was... There's all sorts of craziness going on in Vermont. Just,
I don't know if that sentence has ever been said before.
Oh, there is. You have no idea. The day before I left, this dude was in a car accident, and the first responders came out to check on him. And what he did to... Larry's making faces at my cat now.
I'm trying to scare it.
So what this guy did... was instead of receiving treatment, he jumped out of the vehicle that had been crashed, and he tried to steal the fire truck.
Wow.
He drove off in the fire truck.
Awesome.
He didn't make it far, but he still did. And this was something awesome I have to share, too. This is from Arizona. This is a fellow who a lot of people were talking, you know, great things about this guy, because he's very colorful when he was interviewed on the news. He's talking about a car accident he was in.
And all of a sudden, I was just minding my own business. Bam! Hit me hard right from the back. I was glued to my seat. I was like, whoa! I could see the car in front of me. I was about to hit him, so I kind of veered off this way. And as I veered off this way, the guy who hit me veered off that other way, and he hit the curb, flipped over, rolled over, run into the electrical pole. And I didn't know he hit the pole. All of a sudden, I kind of stopped, and I was like, whoa! And the wires come down, boom, and then arc, bam, that fire was coming everywhere. It was arcing, sparking.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
No, this man does not have a large vocabulary.
It was all, and she was all, and I was all,
he's like a walking episode of Hee Haw. Google it, kids.
And as I come up, I started to touch the top, and a little spark jumped out. I said, whoa! I stepped out the rest of the way. Lucky I didn't get burned more.
So,
oh, it was crazy, dude.
It's totally crazy.
Totally, dude.
I was just sitting there, and I was like, boom.
Oh, yeah, man.
Reality hits you hard, bro.
Reality hits you hard, bro. I think that's a good place to leave it. Because
that was awesome.
Can never top that.
Because reality does, in fact, it does hit you hard, bro.
Meow.
Before we go, I want to talk about this coming weekend. It's the Sacramento Comedy Festival at the Sacramento
Yay.
Comedy Spot.
Ooh.
It's 4 days of comedy.
Yeah,
tons of stuff going on.
There are, and they
sketch, improv, film,
stand up,
groups from all over.
Felching?
I don't know.
Are there
no
felching?
I don't think so.
I don't know. We should check. Everybody email Brian Krall at the Comedy Spot and ask him if there's going to be felching this year.
That's the after
laugh at sackcomedyspot.com.
Yeah, laugh at sackcomedyspot.com. just make the subject line felching and ask the question, Brian, I'm very interested in seeing felching on stage. Will you be having any at this year's festival?
Is the VIP pass good for the felching show?
That's a valid question. It's...
Get that.
I'm sorry.
That was
I know. It was terrible. It is terrible. Google it, kids.
To the festival. I will be performing.
As will I.
Larry, no.
My weekend is full. I'm going to some. I'm literally going to a gala. I'm going
a gala.
I know, it's kind of funny. I'm going to go to the comedy festival, but I'm going to a party at the airport for the new terminal, and it's pretty awesome. In it, I'm going to announce a mission that I have in life. Sacramento puts a lot of money into public art whenever they build new things.
Right.
And what in the new terminal, there is a bunny that's gigantic and red, and it's hopping through. It looks like it should be Spider-Man. So my new mission in life is for everyone to get to call it Spider Bunny. Because it's red and it has a whole bunch of like black crisscrossy things like he does on his body. So please encourage your friends. That did not deserve that. So go to setcomedyspot.com.
And we need to figure out if you want some stuff. Ben and Jerry stuff, you better send us something really interesting.
Well, we'll talk about that amongst ourselves, and we'll figure out how we're going to disperse what we have.
And email us questions.
Yeah, you can email us questions.
And support Huge Entertainment.
Okay, hold on.
And download the podcast. And stuff.
Man, you're big. Well, they've already downloaded the podcast if they're listening, so you're already ahead
of
them.
Maybe a friend did, and they're hijacking one of their earbuds.
So yes, the full schedule for the comedy festival is at sackcomedyspot.com. I am going to be in the stand-up showcase, I think it's called, at 5 p.m. on Saturday. So if you've ever wanted to see stand-up comedy and make it home before dark, this is your chance because we'll be doing that. You can also come out and see the show and make it home in time to see if Sacramento is featured on this week's Cops.
Right.
Or you could stay and see more comedy because I know you are in Lady Business at 8 o'clock.
Right, on Saturday, yep.
So there's...
Yeah, there's so many good shows. And there's groups. All the improv groups in Sacramento are performing.
Awkward Face from San Francisco. Uphill Both
from
Ways
LA.
From San Francisco. Van Full of Candy from
it's
LA.
It's a comedy orgy.
Mm-hmm. And the Felching demonstration.
Bro Squad 5 from LA. It's going to be awesome.
So it'll be cool.
I heard George Clooney's debuting his one-man show.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
On the DL. You didn't hear it from me.
It's the late
show. Does
it
involve felching?
If I'm there, it does.
So there's that. Email us your questions, natedarlingshow@rocketmail.com. We will gladly answer them. Because I got questions from some people. Why is it women ask guys that they're not in relationships questions about guys, but not guys they are in relationships with?
Oh, we have to wait for next week. That's a long answer.
I know it is a long answer. So I just wanted to throw that out there because I got a lot of questions from somebody who is a listener to the podcast. And so if you have questions, email them in. We'll answer the questions. We'll talk about
that. Or ladies, if you have an answer to that, send them in and help me.
Yes, defend your gender. Help Mel defend your gender. So that's what's going on. So if you're in Sacramento, come to the Sacramento Comedy Fest. You will not regret it because it will be fun. There's a lot of stuff going on. My iPod. It's locking up. There we go. Got a little bit of music there. I know. Let's wrap it up a good time.
Ow!
So thanks for joining us for the podcast. Tell a friend, for God's sake.
Yeah.
They were on iTunes at natedarlingshow.podbeat.com.
Help a brother and a brother and a sister out.
Word up. All right. For my friend Larry.
Arrivederci.
And my friend Mel.
Couldn't be happier to say goodnight.
My name is Nate. We will talk to you next time. Thank you.
Six, six, six.